Mark Hansen says in light of this weekend's tragedy, they're holding off on any more medical missions. He says patient transport services are being adequately handled by hospital flight services in Milwaukee, Marshfield, Neenah, La Crosse, and Rockford, Illinois.
We're not sure how long we'll be in this state of not flying, but we'll return to service when we think the time is right, when we're emotionally ready for that.
Hansen says staff are undergoing counseling for stress and grief, and he's been pleased at the outpouring of support and sympathy from coworkers and the community. He says in losing Dr. Darren Bean, Nurse Mark Coyne, and pilot Steve Lipperer, UW Hospital has lost three brothers, but they'll strive to carry on the men's legacy of skill, enthusiasm, and kindness. The helicopter was owned by Air Methods of Denver. Company CEO Aaron Todd says their fleet of medical helicopters is in the process of being retrofitted with night vision goggles and a computerized terrain warning system. The chopper that crashed was not yet equipped with the devices.
The availability of the equipment to get them procured, to get all of the crews trained, is a lengthy process. However, it is important to note that these aircraft were fully airworthy, the fact that they did not yet have this equipment did not compromise their ability to perform these missions safely.
The exact cause of Saturday night's crash remains under investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.